Back in 1956, a newsreel captured the excitement of the Miss America pageant.
Beauty on parade, first in Atlantic City, where 50 hopefuls representing 46 states, Chicago, the District of Columbia, and Canada waged war with beauty, poise, and talent for the Miss America crown.
Essayist Jennifer Weiner grew up watching Miss America pageants. She then covered them as a journalist. These days, she is unhappy that Miss America has been marginalized, airing only on cable television.
It's a sad fate for our country's sweetheart. After years of declining ratings and increasing irrelevance, Miss America's gotten dumped again. In 2001, the pageant lost its network perch on ABC. It limped over to country music television, continuing to hemorrhage viewers before even the lowly cable outlet said, "It's not you, it's me." So this January, the one-time crowning glory of the Atlantic City summer will air live from Las Vegas on The Learning Channel, sandwiched between Little People, Big World, and My Shocking Story, Face-Eating Tumor. You'd expect the old-school feminists, the ones who picketed on the boardwalk back in the 70s, burning their bras and parading in gowns of luncheon meat, to be delighted. Except the Miss America mindset is still very much with us. You want to be a beauty queen? These days, Miss Universe, Miss A's slutty little sister, is riding high, proving that you can never underestimate America's interest in pretty girls in swimsuits. Belters can enter American Idol, babes can compete on America's Next Top Model, and, as any woman in the news knows, public perception carries with it more than a whiff of the beauty contest. Whether it's the New York Times critiquing Katie Couric's legs or the Washington Post obsessing over Hillary Clinton's cleavage, women needn't wear bikinis or warble the wind beneath my wings to be judged on their face and their form. In spite of Miss A's iffy legacy, I'm sad to see her go. As a girl, I was devoted to the pageant and delighted every time the brain beat out the babe. Cheers to you, 1989 Miss A Gretchen Carlson, you violin whiz with a Stanford degree. I covered the competition as a journalist. I'll even admit to a slightly ridiculous pang when I turned 26 and was too old to compete. But Miss America was never as much about talent or youth or beauty as it was about business. The pageant was invented to extend Atlantic City's summer. These days, casinos serve that function, while promoters like Donald Trump have found better uses for a million girls who are more than pretty. No one, it seems, needs Miss America anymore. Still, it's strange to think of a summer ending without the ritualistic roll call of bright-eyed Miss Wherevers, all Vaseline gleaming teeth and immobile hair. We might not need Miss America, but I, for one, will kind of miss her.
Jennifer Weiner is the author of four novels, including Good in Bed and In Her Shoes.
There she is, Miss America.